producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I just dropped 1,000 business cards.
How do you keep 1,000 business cards? This is the Good Day Show. It's Jennifer, Rich, and Ken. This is your Monday morning minus Doug hour, where Doug is he's actually on the road this morning, making his way from Massachusetts down to Florida. So all of you in Florida, get ready. Here he comes, Whirlwind Doug.
Look
Hurricane
up.
Doug is getting ready to fly through. They are in Atlanta this morning, and he will be dialing in here in a little bit. But until then, it's Jen, Ken, and Rich with you. And we're going to talk about Jennifer's business cards. But if you have not heard the disaster that was Miss Universe last night,
oh, man.
Stick around for a couple of minutes, because Steve Harvey may have just put a nail in his coffin. Why do you keep 1,000 business cards on your desk?
Well, first of all, I have 42 jobs at the current count.
Right.
So I have several sets of business cards, and one of my jobs just gave me 1,000 new business cards.
Woo. Oh, 1,000 of your business cards.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, not anybody else.
And you dropped the whole box.
And as I walked into this place, I sat down at my desk, Merry Christmas, whammo.
So I just played 52 card pickup.
I was going to say, I just played the super version of 52 card pickup, and I picked up 1,000, well, probably, let's say 900 business cards.
You know, I ordered 1,000 business cards probably 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I go through 20 a year, maybe.
Clearly, you are not going out enough and applying to get the free lunch buffet over at the
Holcomb.
What is your problem?
I take, when I go on business trips, which is usually 2 to 3 times a year, and when I go to, talk radio things, which is once or twice a year, I'll take 10, 15 with me, give them away, and whatever. You know what? I don't want that many people calling me.
You're so weird.
I give it to the people who I want to do business with.
You have business cards to do business with people, and you're like, here, I'm going to give you my one card this year.
Business cards are irrelevant nowadays.
Oh, please.
LinkedIn, Facebook,
Twitter. LinkedIn is overrated and boring.
It is
and
boring.
Facebook, you don't expect, if I just meet you and talk about maybe doing some business with you, you don't add me on Facebook right
That's
away.
That's why I give away 20 business cards a year. For those people I don't want to be Facebook friends with, but I do want their money.
Business cards or no business cards? Come on.
I couldn't even tell you where my business cards are.
Ah, you two. Done with you two.
Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn.
Maybe this is why
we win the free set of Tupperware.
Maybe this is why we have one job and you have seven.
Exactly, because I hand out my business cards to everybody, and I don't know how to say no. Everybody that calls me, yes.
All right. Jennifer loves to go to Vegas. It's just around the corner.
I was just there. Yeah.
She was just there. The Republican National Committee just had their debate there. Last week.
Is she at the Venetian?
And last night, it looks like some nut got behind the wheel of her car with her 3-year-old child in the back and drove up on the sidewalks right across the street from the fountains at the Bellagio at the Paris Hotel.
Which is truly like Center Strip now.
Yeah.
I mean, now that the Strip has grown, this has become the new center, and it's so popular and crowded.
Killed one, 37 injured.
Crazy. And they're saying this was intentional, that this was like
a
decision that she made.
She got on the sidewalk, then off, then back on, twice.
Really
so
crazy.
She's being tested right now for alcohol, drugs, and trying to question her to see what in the world would make somebody do that. They said the only thing they can say, because they know this question is coming within 3 minutes, it was not terrorism.
Right. They say it's not terrorism, but they're treating it as something intentional. And thankfully, her 3-year-old is okay. The 3-year-old was unharmed.
With the exception of the fact that his mother is
mentally
nuts and going to go to jail for the rest of her life.
And, you know, the thing about Vegas sidewalks, too, is that because
they're
big. Well, in some spaces, but in the area where they were, with the Bellagio and the Paris, if there was a Bellagio light show going on, there's a lot of people that crowd around these places, especially where the Paris and the Bellagio are on the corner. There's an escalator to cross the street, so there's a large gathering of people there. So she was actually in an area where the people were a little more intense than they would be just a few, like a block up.
Oh, no, this is the place you would want to go if you wanted to do some damage. And so she definitely chose this place. It's just, I don't know what gets into people, man. Especially when you know, it's one thing when you hear this story, and then it's a totally different story when you say there was a 3-year-old kid in the back.
That's what's so weird.
If you want to take yourself out, you know...
And there's even a difference with moms. I just don't know how a mother can, you know, we saw it in the San Bernardino
shows,
how you can have a 6-month-old baby and just want to give that all up for your cause or their cause, whatever it is. And then you have this woman who throws her kid in the backseat. I mean, you'd be better off leaving the kid at home. You're going to do this kind of craziness. People were saying when they saw her that they could tell she didn't want to stop the car. She had both hands on the wheel. She was looking straight forward.
Men
running after her yelling stop. They could see that other people tried to stop the driver. They tried to drag the kid out because they saw the kid in the back of the car. I mean, just insanity. And thank God for those people, by the way, that instead of running to save themselves, chased after her. There are still really good people left in the world.
Yeah, I want to see how many people took their cell phones out and posted the video on YouTube. Those are the people that's starting to annoy me. Is all these people, instead of doing something to help...
The crime documenters.
All they want to do is get a YouTube hit. I'm going to get me some hits.
Although, look at how law enforcement has started to use that, though. As much as those people are annoying and they do it for their own gain, you know, law enforcement can use that stuff.
Hey, man, there is no privacy anymore. There isn't.
I know.
Absolutely. All right. Coming up... Steve Harvey, in my opinion, just put a nail in the coffin. He handed out the crown to the wrong woman on Miss Universe, and it was a total mess when he had to come and explain it. We have the audio. You'll hear it next on Good Day at 14 past the hour.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as our twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. That's for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com. Get a free $10 Macy's cash card now through Tuesday. The first 250 people at every Macy's each day at store opening get a $10 Macy's cash card to spend in store. Use them with coupons, on sale prices, even on our best brands. We're giving away 250 $10 Macy's cash cards each day, now through Tuesday, at every Macy's. One per customer per day. Macy's employees not eligible. Not available at Macy's Backstage, Furniture Galleries, and going out of business locations. Exclusions apply.
16 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day, Rich, Jen, and Ken with you. Doug will be along a little bit later. And last night was the Miss Universe pageant.
Mm-hmm.
Came down to the final three.
Yeah. And let's just set the stage, because you actually have this on. This is cranking in your house, right?
Oh, yeah. No,
because your wife loves watching
it. It's the Super Bowl for the Latinas. So, you know, my wife is like, oh, my God, we're missing Miss Universe. And we turn it on with about, I don't know, 20 minutes left or so. I'd watch football and everything. They're like, okay, let's watch. So we're watching, and Steve Harvey is the host. Not good. He's not a teleprompter guy. He's a guy where you just kind of let him go, and he's really funny. He was making lots of mistakes on the teleprompter, kind of uncomfortable, wanted to make jokes, but then he thought about it and didn't make them. And, you know, when he's asking them the questions, he would kind of mumble to himself as they finished their answer. So it was a little bit uncomfortable. So then he gets to announce, here's the final three. You got Miss USA, Miss Philippines, and Miss Colombia. The reigning champion is Miss Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's Miss Colombia, it's 2 years in a row. Second runner-up, Miss USA. So then you have Miss Colombia and Miss Philippines. And I tell my wife, no way Colombia wins 2 years in a row.
Good luck to both of you. Miss Universe 2015 is Colombia!
She freaks out. She cries. Woo! The reigning Miss Colombia runs up. They hug. She puts the crown on her head. They give her the flowers. She's got a little flag in her hand. She's waving it. She's crying. And she's standing up on stage, and it seems like forever. Probably 2, maybe 3 minutes. She's just standing up on stage waving. And then Steve Harvey sheepishly walks back up on stage, and my wife goes, what's wrong? Look at him. Look at the way he's walking. What is wrong with him? He looks stupid. And he walks up and he says this.
Okay, folks.
Oh, no.
I have to apologize.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The first runner-up is Colombia.
The Philippines is wild.
Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines. Wah, wah. Folks, listen. Let me just take control of this.
No.
It was my mistake. It was on the card. Horrible mistake, but the right thing, I can show it to you right here. The first runner-up is Colombia. It is my mistake. Still a great night. Please don't hold it against the ladies.
For all you all that get to go home.
We feel so badly, but it's still a great night.
And then Steve Harvey just goes off the stage. And then about 10 seconds later, you see the reigning Miss Colombia, Miss Universe, walk out and takes the crown off of Miss Colombia and puts it on Miss Philippines.
Sorry, this is like a terrible movie.
Oh, my God. Nobody knew what to do. I mean, everybody was in shock, and you just felt horrible. Even Miss Philippines felt horrible for Miss Colombia. She didn't want to walk up to the stage. She did not want to do this. You could tell. And it was just so bad. But you know who I have a lot of respect for is the reigning Miss Universe. She took control of the situation, and she was pretty good in that disaster, but it was really bad.
There are two people that... Oh, go ahead, Ken.
To make it worse, Steve Harvey took to Twitter to further explain it, and he misspelled Colombia and Philippines.
Maybe something was wrong with them last night, because Steve Harvey's really funny. We use his audio here on the show.
Yeah, no, he's
two people really happy, though. Donald Trump, because it was a total disaster without him.
A lot of people are saying it was a setup.
Mario Lopez, who was like, I should be hosting. Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something. If this, in fact, is a setup and Harvey did it on purpose, he's a fool.
He didn't do it.
Because
this
he looks so
career
bad. You look so bad.
Embarrassing.
21 past the hour, Doug Steffen. Good day.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The hour, Doug Steffens, good day with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Rich McFadden here with you. Doug will be along in a little bit, making his way across the country. Or actually, he's making his way south. He's in Atlanta this morning. We'll be jumping in here in a little bit. Until then, Monday mornings, we try to take a peek at Saturday Night Live, see how good or not good it was. And it's been more good than not in the past, because we look at the news thing. And the guys do a pretty good job at the news.
Yeah.
With the weekend update. So here we are in the weekend update when they're joking about the latest GOP debate and a cough heard throughout the debate.
Throughout the Republican debate, many viewers took notice of an off-screen cough that repeatedly interrupted candidates' answers. No one is exactly sure where the cough came from, but it's now polling 3 points ahead of Rand Paul.
Love it.
Hey, here to take a shot at Marco Rubio's campaign ad.
Marco Rubio has launched a new campaign ad aimed at traditional values voters. Said traditional values voters, Rubio, what is that, Italian?
All right, and here Ben Carson takes a shot for canceling a trip to Africa.
Officials for Ben Carson's campaign said that he has canceled a planned trip to Africa, citing potential security issues. Carson said he got worried after watching a disturbing documentary, Jumanji.
All right. And see, Andrew Jackson?
Activists are upset that the Navy has named a new combat ship after President Andrew Jackson, saying he was pro-slavery. Yeah, but so were ships.
All right, Hillary Clinton takes a shot here.
Political experts are saying that Hillary Clinton's campaign is having trouble winning over younger millennial voters, mainly because in polls, millennials keep choosing themselves.
Meh, you can't win them all.
Oh, good. And I'm glad they got Chris Christie in here. Take a shot at him.
At the GOP debate, Chris Christie criticized President Obama, calling him a feckless weakling. Whoa, someone got a dictionary for Christmas? I had to look that one up. Let's see. Feckless, inept, or irresponsible. Huh. Well, let's see it used in a sentence. It would be a feckless attempt at revenge to close three lanes of a bridge in New Jersey.
Oh, boy. Now, see, the bummer is they can't do the Democratic debate because they're on hiatus now for the holidays, right? And that was this past weekend.
Yeah, let me tell you something. There's a lot to do there. I watched a few minutes of it, and we'll go through it a little bit here coming up. But, man, how boring those guys are.
They need some Trump.
They need a little something.
They need something.
Sanders is fun. Sanders is kind of entertaining to watch just because he's such a character. Almost cartoonish in the way with that accent and the way he talks. And he's honest. I mean, the thing I like about that guy is he's honest.
Right. He's doing it for the right reasons. I think we've talked about that. You know, just the people that you believe really think they can make a difference. Whether you agree with them or not, he's one of those guys.
Yeah. And Martin O'Malley. What are you doing up there, Martin?
Womp womp. Yeah, can I do that one again?
Just go away. Now,
did I hear you to be vice president?
Yeah, exactly. Please.
Exactly. Did I hear you say that the guy who's playing Kylo Ren in the new Star Wars movie is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, when they're on hiatus now. When they come back, the second weekend in January, Adam Driver will be the host.
Weird. I mean, I know he's a big star now, but it's just he's not that big a star yet, right?
I will be very curious to see how the bad guy in the Star Wars movies does on a Saturday Night Live episode. That'd be great. It'd be a little weird, but
yeah.
Has he done anything else? I never heard.
Girls? Wasn't he in Girls with Lena Dunham?
Don't know. Never saw it. Don't know him.
It's got to be a bigger star. You know what? I know it's Star Wars is huge, come on. SNL is like when you've done a few things.
You're right. All right. 28 past on good day.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without that dreaded copay. In the news, dinosaurs stomp and chomp people and true box office records in the latest Jurassic Park. While the movie's heroine, played by Bryce Dallas Howard, runs from the prehistoric creatures in high heels. The question is, are they the best shoes to run for your life in? Are they the best shoes for life? But first, what happens when you wear high heels? It alters the foot-ankle-spine relationship, leading to ankle instability, balance problems, and muscle strain. Heels aren't walking away anytime soon, so here are two exercise tips for living with them. Heel lifts. While barefoot, stand on your toes, repeat repeatedly. Heel drops. Stand on an edge and slowly lower your heel over the edge. Repeat repeatedly. And as for running for your life in heels with dinosaurs hot on your tail, if you want. But remember, the slow coach always gets eaten first. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business, no time, holidays busy, pack stuff, ship stuff, help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed, loosened up, tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at VistaPrint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to VistaPrint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's VistaPrint.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Doug Steffens, good day. Rich, Jen, and Ken with you here. And so we just went through Saturday Night Live, so we figured we'd have a little bit more comedy this morning. We'd go through the Democratic debate and see what happened. Now, I watched this. I don't know why. I couldn't turn it off. It was just kind of there. You know when you just kind of like have the TV on and you don't feel like looking for anything else? So my wife and I are watching it, and I'm just like, I kind of like Bernie Sanders. And, you know, I kind of like his honesty. He's a little bit kooky, which I kind of like. And Martin O'Malley and Hillary. Hillary's good, but kind of bores me. So anyway, here's Bernie Sanders apologizing. This is great. To Hillary for busting into her DNC database.
Does Secretary Clinton deserve an apology tonight?
Yes, I apologize.
Secretary Clinton, for your upset?
Not only do I apologize to Secretary Clinton, and I hope we can work together on an independent investigation from day one, I want to apologize to my supporters. This is not the type of campaign that we run, and if I find anybody else involved in this, they will also be fired.
Secretary Clinton, he's apologized. How do you react?
I very much appreciate that comment, Bernie. It really is important that we go forward on this. I know that you now have your data back and that there has been an agreement for an independent inquiry into what did happen.
See, I like him.
Yeah, so I do too. He's up above board. You know, and we talked about this just a couple minutes ago. When you look at candidates and you look at their motivations, maybe I'm just out of touch, but I love the candidates that I feel like don't have a ton to gain personally. I mean, anybody right. who runs for the presidency pretty much gets a little stake. They can sell a book. They can go on tour. They can do something. But I love the ones where you feel like they're doing it for the right reasons. It's not just about political gain. It's not just about ambition. And I think that's where I equate, like, the Marco Rubios and the Hillary Clintons. I feel like it's more about the end prize of being president than it is about actually helping the country. And so even if you think that Bernie Sanders or if you think Donald Trump, and I'm going to put them in the same sentence, are whack jobs and you don't agree with them.
Yes, they are.
They, you know, they're doing this because I think they really, truly believe that they can make America better.
I would say with Sanders, I think it is. I think with Trump, it started out as a way to just grow his brand and his name. And then he started getting polling numbers and went, well, look at this. I can actually do something here. And just stuck with it. I think he thinks he can really help.
I think he thinks he can, too. Yeah. And that makes a difference. I don't know. It makes a difference for me. If I were voting for a Democrat, I would vote for Bernie. Do I agree with it? Maybe I agree with 1 out of 10 things that come out of his mouth. But I would vote for him because I feel like his intentions are true. But I'm interested because Ken is probably the most likely voter of these three candidates up on stage. What did you think, Ken?
I didn't watch it.
Well, you know what? Not your fault, because I don't understand this. My mom is a total Democrat, totally on the left. I mean, but she's like, I really don't like this Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC. Because while they think maybe they're helping Hillary Clinton by burying these debates on weekends and putting them at weird hours and not promoting them, I think people are catching on to that. Make
so
it during
weird.
The week and promote it. I mean, come on.
It is so
weird.
They
put it on. They put it on Saturday, the day after Star Wars comes out.
Christmas
less
weekend.
Than a week before Christmas. Give me a break.
And
they
the
didn't
next
want
one,
us to watch, so I
no.
watched.
And the next one, I think, or maybe there'll be one more. But then I know one is scheduled Super Bowl weekend. It's like, what are you thinking?
You know, one
no
cool
one's
thing that did come out of it, though. Here's how Hillary ended with her wrap up.
Thank you. Good night, and may the force be with you.
Oh,
pandering. Come on, Rich. Come on.
The other fun thing is when they all started taking whacks at Trump.
We also need to make sure that the really discriminatory messages that Trump is sending around the world don't fall on receptive ears. He is becoming ISIS's best recruiter. They are going to people, showing videos of Donald Trump insulting Islam and Muslims in order to recruit more radical jihadists.
That's kind of ridiculous.
It is a little ridiculous. Okay. So ISIS is going to be able to recruit more people because we don't want to let you into the country. I don't buy it.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's like the right saying that, every bit of the creation of ISIS is Obama's fault. Now, did some of his decisions maybe influence their growth? Yes. But he's not probably responsible for the whole philosophy. I mean, it's like, I don't know. You can't make these blanket statements and say,
guys are just trying to get some publicity.
And they ride Trump's coattails.
Right. Well, here's Sanders doing it.
Our people are fearful. They are anxious on a number of levels. They are anxious about international terrorism and the possibility of another attack on America. We all understand that. But you know what else they're anxious about? They're anxious about the fact that they are working incredibly long hours. They're worried about their kids, and they're seeing all the new income and wealth, virtually all of it, going to the top 1%. And they're looking around them, and they're looking at Washington, and they're saying, the rich are getting much richer, I'm getting poorer. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do for my kids? And somebody like a Trump comes along and says, I know the answers. The answer is that all of the Mexicans, they're criminals and rapists. We got to hate the Mexicans. Those are your enemies. We hate all the Muslims because all of the Muslims are terrorists. We got to hate the Muslims. Meanwhile, the rich get richer. So what I say to those people who go to Donald Trump's rallies, understand, he thinks a low minimum wage in America is a good idea. He thinks low wages are a good idea. I believe we stand together to address the real issues facing this country, not allow them to divide us by race or where we come from.
So I didn't know Larry David was in for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm certainly not a Trump supporter, but that stuff about wages is not true.
It's
Trump
not.
Is one of the few on the right that have spoken out about
a higher minimum wage.
Yeah.
Well, because he's a 1%er, everybody believes that he wants to keep the bottom 1% down.
All of these guys are the same.
That's the scary part, is that they all,
really,
well,
is.
They all spin things too. I mean, everybody takes a little piece of the truth and they spin. And what you're voting on is who's the most believable in their.
You know who I want for president?
Hmm.
Mike Rowe.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Oh, I mean
today.
Mike Rowe.
Yeah. Mike Rowe.
Yeah, Mike Rowe's awesome and very common sense.
Very common sense, and talks about how we need to get a manufacturing base in this country again. Last night I was watching 60 Minutes, and they interviewed Tim Cook, the president of Apple, and they asked him why they keep all of the manufacturing in China. Why did they bring any of their jobs back to the United States? And he says, quite honestly, skills. They have the skills. And Charlie Rose was like, well, you mean Americans don't have the skills to do that? He's like, no. China has invested in teaching people how to do manufacturing jobs. America has gotten away from that. I could not bring these jobs back to the United States right now if I wanted to. And, It, you know, you look at that, and why do you think the wages have gotten so low in this country? It's because we've taken away a lot of the jobs that used to be the middle class jobs.
Yeah,
and sent them over to China.
Very supportive, by the way, of the American worker. He knows. Like,
yes.
He goes out and works with these people. He calls them dirty jobs, but these are real jobs in middle America, especially. And he knows how to do them, and he talks to the people. And if there's anybody who's really supportive, I think one of my favorite rants that he's been on over the last year is the fact that we insist that all of our kids go to college. And this totally drives me nuts, because you know what? It's not, first of all, it's not a right to go to college. It's a privilege to go to college.
Oh, Bernie Sanders thinks it's a right, though.
It's not, though. And not every kid is cut out to go to college.
Yeah.
Some people are going to be much more successful, even during high school, to be emerged into some kind of trade. I mean, gosh, I know a ton of plumbers and electricians and contractors who make a whole lot more than someone who's gotten a philosophy degree at Harvard. I mean, it's like, give me a break. You know, give people training and don't force one set of ideals onto every kid, because they're just not cut out for that.
All right, well, let's finish this up with what Bill Clinton's role would be in a Hillary Clinton White
House. They always are asking this question.
I know.
Over again.
You have said that Bill Clinton is a great host and loves giving tours, but may opt out of picking flower arrangements if you're elected. Bill Clinton aside, is it time to change the role of a president's spouse?
The role has been defined by each person who's held it. And with respect to my own husband, I am probably still going to pick the flowers and the china for state dinners and stuff like that, but I will certainly turn to him, as prior presidents have, for special missions, for advice, and in particular how we're going to get the economy working again for everybody, which he knows a little bit about.
I was watching the post debate coverage on CNN. They tore her apart on both the left and the right. You're going to be the president of the United States, and you're going to be picking china and flowers.
But you know what? From a strategic standpoint, she knows that people don't really like her as much as they like Bill Clinton. And they know that people are very into how they felt when Bill Clinton was president. I think this is actually a smart move for her not to take the ego route and talk about what she would do and say instead, hey, I'll talk to Bill about the economy, because everybody loved how Bill Clinton worked the economy.
Yeah, but they were focused on... Really? You're going to be picking the china and the flowers? Come on.
I totally get it.
Yeah, but Obama's doing his basketball brackets and...
Right.
You know.
I just think it's pretty smart from a campaign perspective for her to actually do that.
Yeah. All right, it's 45 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as all twisted on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. That's word by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T, based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40, and we will force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. Buy or lease the hottest Samsung Galaxy smartphones and get a free 32-inch LED Samsung TV. Don't wait. Offer ends December 24th. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/free Samsung TV.
See claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Actual download speeds may vary by location and device capability. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Sprint's taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee, credit valid for it. Plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16, savings to 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. TV after online rebate subject to terms.
This report is brought to you by St. Jude and Kmart. This holiday season, you can support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and its fight against childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases while you shop. In collaboration with St. Jude, Kmart has introduced the Giving Hat. The fashionable knit hat was designed to heighten awareness and raise funds to support the life-saving mission of St. Jude. Kmart will donate $1 from the sale of each exclusive hat to St. Jude now through December 31st. Jamie Stein, Vice President, Public Relations and Member Communications of Kmart.
Our partnership with St. Jude is incredibly important to Kmart. Since 2006, Kmart customers, Shop Your Way members, and associates have embodied the holiday spirit with their generous support of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, making Kmart the hospital's number one supporter and raising more than $76.7 million. The Giving Hat is another way we can let the families of St. Jude know we support them this holiday season.
For more information, visit Kmart.com. /St. Jude and join the conversation with #TheGivingHat.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
How many times have you heard this weekend?
How many times have I been singing Star Wars?
Nothing but Star Wars.
All weekend long is the answer.
So if you were looking at your Facebook feed or your Instagram or Twitter, I mean, it was all, I think a third of the posts I saw this weekend on Facebook were Star Wars related.
It was banana.
And Doug called me yesterday, and he and Meredith, they were on their road trip, stopped in Atlanta, and they saw Star Wars, and he's like, I didn't like it.
Be on the lookout for a spoiler alert when Dougie does join us next hour, because he's going to tell you what happens and why he doesn't like it.
Doug is incapable of not giving away spoilers. So if you haven't seen the movie yet, when he starts talking about Star Wars, turn your volume down.
Bleep him if he says it, Rich. That'll be easier, because we don't want to send people away.
Well, I don't have a 10-minute bleep button.
Well, maybe we could just turn down his audio.
Right.
Well, Star Wars was huge. Just because Dougie didn't like it, I think the whole rest of the world did, and it's been huge. It made $517 million in worldwide ticket sales through Sunday.
Wow.
That is gigantic. It just shattered all kinds of records.
Think about that. $500 million.
Yeah. It was the first Star Wars film in a decade that recorded the biggest domestic opening in Hollywood history. It collected $238 million over the weekend in U.S. and Canada. It also set records in Britain, Australia, Russia, and some other parts of the world. Fans are just loving this. Yeah, they love
Russia.
It. And this is it's second only to Jurassic World, but this movie hasn't even opened in China yet, so once it does, it'll shatter that record, too. Russia.
Rook Skywalker.
Rook Skywalker.
Wow. Russia.
Yeah.
That surprises me that it's that big of a deal there.
Really? But
yeah. I don't know. I don't see them digging American stuff, so I don't know. It was a good movie. I mean,
Putin loves Darth Vader.
Putin thinks he is Darth Vader.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so once again, spoiler alert, when Doug gets here, he is not capable of torturing himself. So if you hear him talking about Star Wars, hit that knob for about 2-3 minutes. I'll try and bleep him if I can. I'm going to bleep him a lot today anyway.
Yeah, just bump.
Yeah, just because I feel like it. So.
Yeah. It's
Monday.
A Christmas.
Why not? Right.
Nothing says love like a little wah-wah.
51 past on Doug Steffens. Good day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saul Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day, and tech talk time with our regular tech feature guy on Monday mornings, Richard Schemmel, former BuzzFeed contributor and tech media observer. And Richard, it's getting close to Christmas time, and everybody's out there for the electronic gifts. And one of those that is coming out this week, if you get a drone for Christmas under the tree and you unwrap it, as of today, you have to go to the FAA and register your drone.
Absolutely.
How do we do that?
Today's the day.
Where do we go? What do we do? Do you know? Because I don't. I have three of them. Don't know what to do.
What I'll do is I'll send you the link, and you can put it up on the website if you want. But you go to the website for the FAA, you register the drone, you get a certificate and an ID number, and what they're asking you to do is put that ID number on the drone itself. It's any drone that's a half pound or more. Like I bought a mini drone on a website that must be the size of a half dollar. I don't have to register that drone.
Right.
But then again, I can't fly it anywhere except into the ceiling.
Yeah. Right. So, I have one of those too, and then the others. And that's interesting because I was wondering, how would they identify my drone? It doesn't have any serial numbers on it. Okay, I have an orange one and I have a yellow one. There you go. So.
And what I saw was interesting this week is that they're going to have what they call drone catchers out there, which are other drones that are carrying nets.
That is so cool.
Oh, that's cool.
That will be able to catch drones, runaway drones or drones they need to find and stuff like that. But I think, that, you know, we'll see how many are registered, how many don't. It's only $5 to register. So maybe this will help the economy because I'm sure they want to sell millions of drones.
All right. So what are the other top electronic gifts so far for this year?
I think the top electronic gift is the Amazon Echo. I know you've talked about it before.
Yeah.
It is just amazing.
Is that the thing that sits on your countertop and you ask it questions and it answers everything?
Yep.
Well, and also that you can listen to music on, you can listen to radio, you can listen to, you know, can control your lights in your home. It can tell you jokes, it can give you weather, it can give you news. The only problem with this is it's always listening.
All right, and then Star Wars is big. What's selling the Star Wars products?
The Star Wars products, I bought a BB-8 this week. One of those
worldwide. That's cool.
Cute.
You know, I used it for about an hour, and now it's been sitting for about 3 days, just sitting there. It's cute. It's nice. It's fun. But, you know, I'm just wondering how long I'm going to... have it for before I give it away or I do something else with it.
Or it sits in a box in the garage.
Right, there's some controversy over the Star Wars toys, the action figure set of having no women figurines in it. So that we're going to read a little bit about this week as well. You know, it's going to be interesting to hear Doug's take on the movie because I believe that there's either Star Wars fans or non-Star Wars fans, and Star Wars fatigue is going to set in.
He says he didn't like it. I talked to him yesterday after he saw it, and he says he didn't like it. So, but here's... If Star Wars it makes $500 million over the weekend, why is Disney stock taking a hit? Why is it down?
ESPN is losing so many subscribers.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's the biggest story. You can just search that. Star Wars is you know, a one-time thing for this year. Okay, it'll continue to sell... products and licensed materials, but ESPN has lost millions of subscribers over the last year, and with cord cutting and people not really watching sports, that don't want to watch sports, they don't want it, so they're going to a Hulu or to an Amazon Prime or to a Netflix. They don't really need ESPN.
And Disney does, to your point, Richard, Disney does charge a lot of money for ESPN per subscriber to their cable affiliate. So if people are getting that content other places or if they're signing up directly with the website, they would take a
Are people cutting the cord and then going to ESPN.com? Can they make it up there?
I don't really think so. I not at all.
Interesting.
The stock market is so manipulative anyway. They're going to spin it whatever way they want to spin it. It's just there's different variables with the stock market.
Losing subscribers is losing subscribers, and that's a problem for ESPN. There's a lot of money there. So, thank you, Richard. It's 58 past the hour. I'm Doug Steph.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.